X, mobile.
Who's your LP?
Alexander.
You doing good, Patrick?
I am. As long as there's rescue squad trucks not going to a wreck up here in front of me, so I can go home, I'll be doing great.
So, I think I have, let's see if I can pull it up here, and I think I got that guy's call sign that you said it might be. Wasn't it W4RD?
W4ROD or RON, I can't remember which.
I typed in W4RD and QRZ, and it came up with Willie J. Goldwasser, and it looks like he's in Montana.
That is not him. I know he lives on, he lives in Brevard, North Carolina. I don't know if Dave's still listening or not, if he knows Ed's call sign.
It was
U4RON.
W4RON. Okay, I'll give this a shot. It popped up and it says it's C. Ronald Lawrence, and it's in Matthews, North Carolina.
Nope, not him. I'm not sure. I don't remember his call sign off the top of my head.
Well, so let me see here if I can, change up something here in my QRZ to try to, search by name, see if that will help.
That would be Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, WD8RON, King 4 Speedway.
I appreciate that. I could not remember his call.
I didn't think the prefix sounded right, so I went to QRZ and tried the WD8, and that is indeed it. Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November.
Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November?
Copy.
Well, yes, that should be right. Well, thank you for your help, and now can successfully send him an email.
Have a good evening. KO4HKX.
Hey, Patrick. Well, where were we?
Xander.
I guess I'll just let you start a conversation then.
Going to school with everybody sick, or are you just kind of hanging out at the house?
School, so, last week my brother was pretty much sick through the whole week, so, we did, more minimal school, and then, me and my brother I'm a little bit stuffy, but, I'm not running a fever, I don't think, and my brother's now well, so, and my mom's, getting better, so I don't think she's running a fever either, so we just pretty much have gone on with school this week.
I didn't know if you were able to do that or not.
Yeah, I said it was, pretty rough because, since my brother wasn't, there, so I kind of just did, a little bit of work here and there, like such as math and writing.
What grade are you in again? I can't remember.
Seventh grade.
Studying now.
Right now, of course you got math and, you're reading, writing, and, well, actually, right now, we're doing about a 10-day program on, how to write an essay, and then, because normally we kind of pick, so we have a whole homeschool curriculum, we can, pick units that, we want to learn, so, my mom took us online, we, picked what we wanted to do, so, we've got, one about, the human body, the indigenous peoples of Canada, and one about the oceans, and a few others, I think.
Pretty pretty interesting then. You get to pick what you want to learn. That would definitely make things a little better for most people, I believe.
So the curriculum is designed to pretty much, which is pretty nice, to cover all the subjects and different math curriculum to go with it. And it also covers, what's actually what advertised is teaching all the kids at once. So, you know, my mom has one teacher's edition, and then me and my brother each have different student workbooks for our grade, and, you know, we read through, like, a section, and then we do the worksheet, so, you know, pretty nice.
Pretty nice not to have to do all the other stuff going through public schools.
Yeah, so I guess that you went to public school then?
I went to the public school in Brevard, North Carolina, where I live.
Okay, that meant you've been in Brevard for your whole life then?
Been there, and I live there now, but my parents moved away for a little while when we were younger. We lived just south of Houston, Texas.
Did you get to live in Texas then?
I did. We lived down there for about 2 years, something like that.
Texas compared to North Carolina, which one did you like better?
That would be North Carolina. I kind of like my mountains up here.
You know, I've gone to vacations, you know, up and around Canada and, you know, Ontario, Canada, and it's all flat up there, and, you know, and then a few other places, but I always feel at home when I can see the mountains.
So when we made the trip back, as soon as you got on 11 and you could see the mountains up here, that's when I knew I was almost home.
That's the one thing you don't really love about Canada, is that it's you go up there, and this part that we were in, it's all, you know, that's just interesting because it's like, well, let me explain it this way. So we went, you know, a walk around the neighborhood and with my, you know, my aunt and cousin and, you know, my mom and my brother, and it's pretty easy walk because there's no hills to climb up. But if you go walk around our neighborhood, you know, you've got your most, you know, good, a bit of hills to, you know, climb up and down, so it's just different that way.
And, KO4 HKX, it's very different that way. That was the same as living in Texas. There might be a little rolling sand dune, but there's not much. It's pretty flat.
Canada's quite as flat as Texas, but, you know, you don't see very many hills.
Quite a bit colder than Texas is.
But, you know, I think a week ago, you know, they got about 2 to 3 feet of snow, but, you know, that's actually a lot for the Canada, the part of Canada that they're in.
Did you say that was a lot of snow for them and the part they're in?
Normally they don't get quite that much, you know. They normally get they get more snow than you know, we do down here. It's you know, because when it snowed down here, we had my aunt and uncle down, and also I think my grandparents were also down here, and it's different because we're all excited about the snow, and it's like, okay, it's snow. Because, you know, when it snows down here, it's more of an event because we don't get to see it that much.
To shovel it and deal with it day in and day out, you want to get away from it. Yeah, you're not interested in it. That's just like the snow last week. I'm done with it. I'm over it. I don't want to see any more this year. We had enough.
Did you have up there? We had about, I think about 8 inches here.
16 to 18 inches, depending on where you measure that.
A lot more than we did, you know. But, is it starting to melt more, or is it, you know, still a good layer of white on the ground?
I left, there's still a good layer of white on the ground.
Just have a little bit of patches where, you know, there was, when we shoveled the snow, and where there's, you know, just happened to be, you know, some humps of snow that, you know, was man-made. Other than that, all, you know, all of it's melted.
Yeah, It's melted right now, or was this morning when I left, was where I scraped with the scrape blade and shovel.
Tell me how many inches do you think you have on the ground now still?
There's probably 2 or 3 inches there this morning when I left.
That's still a good bit, you know. I am kind of done with the snow, too, you know. After the first, you know, 2 days, you know, it's fun to go out and do some sledding. But after that, when it starts to melt and when it gets 56 degrees outside and it starts to melt, you know, you're kind of stuck indoors because it's just slush outside. You know, that's the part I don't like.
After the snow comes, then comes the mud.
It still is muddy outside, but, you know. At least I can be outside because too much of inside, you know, doesn't suit me.
Here, I'm glad you like to be outside.
I should like it more of in the winter time, where I can, you know, go outside and run around the yard and not be sweated wet and, you know. But yet, you know, in the summer, summer does have a advantage, even though, you know, if I go outside, I'm almost bound to sweat, you know, if I'm out there for... At least, I think I'd say about, if I was doing something physical, in 5-10 minutes, I would be sweating, but, you know, in summer you have the lake and the pool to cool you off.
Come down here, it gets pretty hot. That's why I like in the afternoons when I get to go up this mountain, and it cools off quite a bit. I get to turn the air conditioner off and roll the windows down and enjoy the coolness of the evening.
It does get a little bit cooler up there in North Carolina, you know. Normally, guys get a little bit more snow, too.
So, Alexander, have you been trying out your new HT much?
No, I use it when, you know, I need it. It's working well now. I figured out how to set the offset frequency. It was, you know, it was actually pretty simple. It was just my bad because, you know, when you... offset frequency is like 00 decimal, like 000. Well, I thought if I put my -6 behind the decimal, it should be -6. Well, that wasn't working. I forgot to go in, didn't realize I had to go in, and turn the offset mode on, and then put it on negative offset versus positive offset, because I realized that the number by the decimal makes one of the numbers go up, you know, if you, on the frequency. So, you know, after a while, I got it. It was just, you know, something stupid that I should have thought of earlier.
How about it? You're learning. You're learning as you go. Don't worry about it.
You know, what to do now if I, you know, need to, put an offset on an HT, you know. Well, the problem is, you know, all of them are a little bit different.
And all too well. I have quite a few of them, and every one of them is different.
So, what is the strongest one that you got?
Be my 10-watt Wushan or Wuha. I don't know how you say it, the name of the radio.
How well does, can you hit the repeater from your house then?
And if I have to go outside, though, if I'm inside, I can't. I'm in a really bad location for the repeater at my house anyway.
As I was just wondering, because I took my 10-watt up to, Fletcher North, or I think it's in Henderson County, North Carolina, but if you know where Fletcher Academy is, that's where I was, and I'm around there, and I couldn't hit the repeater from out there. In fact, you know, I was only about a few miles away from the Fletcher Academy up on top of a mountain. Well, kind of mountain, but, you know, I don't know what you call it. A large hill where we take piano lessons at, you know, our piano teacher's house. And I was out on the porch and couldn't hit the repeater.
Couldn't hit the repeater or could hit the repeater?
The repeater.
I wouldn't think so because there's quite a bit between Fletcher and the repeater. For just 10 watts, with no altitude.
But some altitude, you know, from, you know, where I was.
Have the height of an outdoor antenna. If you would have had an outdoor antenna, you probably could have, like, a base antenna, not one of the little mobile ones. But yeah, it's, I know where Fletcher Academy's at.
You know, I couldn't, from where it was just, I might have been in a, you know, dead spot, because like, the only repeaters I could hit were the Hendersonville repeaters, and I couldn't hit Mount Mitchell, surprisingly.
Able to hit the 640 because you're fairly close to it in Fletcher. But Alexander, I'm going to have to say 73 as I cross the state line, and I'm going into the black hole of Henderson County up here for this repeater. So you have a good evening. I've enjoyed the QSO on the way home, and I hope you don't get sick, and you can enjoy the rest of your school week there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
Have a good rest of your evening. This is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear but listening and monitoring. RNUE, this is KO4ULP.
ULP, N4ZLK. Good evening, Alexander.
ULP, how are you today?
Well, I hope you are. I had a question for you. Where is Fletcher Academy? Where is it located?
Academy, that would be, do you know where Howard Gap Road is in North Carolina?
It sounds familiar. I know 25 that runs into Fletcher, or runs up into Fletcher and goes by the Ingles up there. Is it anywhere near there?
25, Highway 25?
Goes by the old flea market up there. Do you know where that is?
Smiley's Flea Market?
That's it. Smiley's on the right as you get off 26.
So, alright, I don't know if it'd be in that direction, but if you head down 26, do you know where Camping World is off of 26? Exit before that, there's a car dealership on the right, and you take that exit up, you'd make a left, continue on down until you see the sign for Advent Health, you know, the hospital there. You turn down on that road, continue straight until you reach the light, and it's literally right in front of you.
I think I have an idea. I was just curious. My daughter and son-in-law live up there. They have a Fletcher address, and they live right off of 25 as it goes up there, almost to where the Ingles is on the left. So just wondering how close it was to them.
Exactly sure, because I'm not too familiar with that area. You know, I'm slightly familiar. I've only been up there a few times.
It's not important. I was just curious. They're actually going to be moving down this way. He got a new, going to be getting a new job soon, and they're going to be moving from up there in Fletcher and moving back down to the Greenville area.
Yes, though, you know, that isn't too far of a move, though, but, you know, if work calls for it, work calls for it.
But they want to be a little bit closer to their siblings and the rest of us, so we're looking forward to it. Anyway, good to hear you tonight, Alexander. I'm going to let you go. Your family, everybody gets better, and I'll talk to you later. I appreciate you coming back to me. KO4ULP, N4ZLK. Have a good evening.
This is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear but listening.